or fail to show you thanks. Heavenly Father, grant us repentant hearts that trust in the forgiveness of your Son, Jesus Christ, and look forward to the gifts that you give with expectant joy. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Hymn 894, hymn 894. Divine Service, setting 1, page 151, please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit from our bulletin.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord, God, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Son of the Father, Lord God,
the Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for Thanksgiving is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that, as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the appointed gradual as found in the bulletin.
The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever.
The epistle is from 1 Timothy, chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Alleluia in the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated for our hymn of the day, 895, "Now Thank We All Our God," 895.
the name of Jesus, amen. Our text today is the gradual that we spoke together just a few minutes ago. You may be seated. Your friends in Christ, as you can probably tell by my ever-increasing girth, Thanksgiving is one of my very, very favorite holidays. We'll soon feast, gathering around a table, God willing, with family and perhaps friends. We'll feast upon turkey and mashed potatoes, gravy generously covering both of them, cranberry sauce, crescent rolls, and more. And when we've eaten our absolute fill, and we're laying on the floor moaning, well, that means it's time for pie, right? We'll eat a little more. We have so much to be thankful for. So many things that we remember as we gather around and feast. And yet, before we eat, we always do the same thing, don't we? We pray. We give thanks to God, the one who provides all the things we'll be feasting on, the one who provides all the things we give thanks for, the one who sustains us and keeps us and watches over us every single day of our lifetime. Lots of times people say, Pastor, how do I pray? In a small catechism, Martin Luther suggests this short prayer using the words of Psalm 145, which is our gradual. The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Lord God, Heavenly Father, bless us and these thy gifts, which we receive from thy bountiful goodness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. It's a simple prayer, but it hits all the Thanksgiving themes. It's a simple prayer that's easy to memorize, even for young children. That's why it's in the small catechism. It's a simple prayer that we probably should pray before every meal, not just the Thanksgiving meal. You see, that prayer focuses our eyes to the proper place, to Jesus, to God, the one who gives gifts. You see, also in the small catechism, as the scriptures teach, we confess this, that God gives us all that we need to support this body and life. He gives us clothing, shoes, food, drink, house, home, wife, children, land, animals, and all that we have. He gives us body and soul, eyes, ears, our reason, and our senses. And he still takes care of all of those things every single day of our life. He richly and daily provides for us. Or as Psalm 145 says, he satisfies the desires of every living thing. God keeps on giving and giving and giving and giving and giving, and we keep on receiving all those good gifts all the time. Well, Pastor, it doesn't feel like it that this year, does it? Oh, this year's been kind of a bummer, hasn't it? It feels like there's not much that we have to be thankful for. Not much that God's provided, right? Think about what has happened since last Thanksgiving. Our nation has been ravaged by an illness and by our leaders' panicked reactions to the illness. We've seen people killed in the streets and riots as a response, burning businesses, homes, people being assaulted. Our jobs have been shut down temporarily, perhaps, or maybe even permanently. And so our income is a little bit tighter. Our bank account's a little bit smaller. Our retirement accounts a little bit tinier. The stock market, well, it's been going up and then down and then up and then down and all around. Perhaps our political leader did not get elected. Or perhaps they did, and we finally think we have some relief from what's happened before. With all this illness stuff going on, we've been cooped up in our houses with our families. And they're driving us crazy. We're a little on edge. Our nerves are frayed. We need a break, a trip, an escape. But we can't fly, at least we're told not without great risk. Perhaps we've even been frustrated at a person or two at work, maybe even at church. Especially when things haven't gone our way. Our frustration with these people has been exacerbated by the fact that we can't actually see their faces and the way they're responding and reacting. We can't actually interact with people. We'd violate the 6-foot distance rule. As we faced all these things, loved ones keep aging, some of them perhaps even dying, maybe from the illness, maybe for other reasons. We weren't able to gather together in the normal fashion and mourn and weep and comfort one another. We've been separated. We have the normal things on top of this. Appliances that break down and need to be repaired. Air conditioning and heating systems. Medical bills that need to get paid. And all of this with our tighter income. And when Thanksgiving comes, many of us won't see the people we love, who stayed home to be safe. Oh, and by the way, Christmas is coming, and you have all that shopping to do. It's wearying even just to think about the last year, isn't it? It's exhausting, and we've lived through it, and really there's no light at the end of the tunnel. So thanks a lot, God. Thanks a lot. What is it that we're supposed to be thankful for? Dear Christians, when we think that way, when we speak that way, it's our sinful nature at work within us. It's our sin that wants to say, "Thanks for nothing, God." Just because our year's been a little more stressful than normal? Just because we've had to suffer a little bit? Struggle? We're going to neglect all the gifts that God gives? Let me be completely clear. To covet a life that God has not given you is sin. It's sin to covet an easier life. It's sin to covet the things that God has not given you. It's sin to not trust that God will richly and daily provide all that you need. It's sin not to fear, love, and trust in Him above all things. It's sin to think that God's hand is not open and bestowing gifts upon us each and every day. It's sin that we've all struggled with this year. Jesus says it this way. Look at the birds of the air. They neither toil nor sow, but your Father in heaven still takes care of them. Do you believe that? Or is it a constant struggle? Do you believe that God is providing for you because He is? Or has your sinful nature plugged your ears, closed your eyes, and stopped you from seeing what God does for you each and every day? Yes, our lives have been difficult, but God is working still to provide for us richly and daily. Yes, it's been a struggle, but God is working in our lives through it to kill our idols so that all that is left is Him. God is teaching us to trust in Him and Him alone. So repent of your sin, dear Christian. Repent of your failure to trust God. Repent of your sin to covet the things God has not given you. Repent and trust in Him, knowing that He will provide, even if your money runs out, if your retirement account's gone, if your home burns down, if your car gets wrecked, God still will provide. Even if your body ages and falls apart and wrinkles and turns gray, even if you die, God still will provide. How? Through Jesus. Jesus, who overcame this world and all that is in it. Jesus, who gave up all that He had to save you. Who had no home but went about preaching so that you might hear His word. Who had His clothes ripped from His body, a body that was beaten and bloodied and bruised, so that He could be nailed to the cross. Jesus, who even gave up His life in your place, for you, to purchase you away from your sin and bestow you lovingly to God the Father. Jesus died and rose for you. He ascended into heaven for you, and he goes there for a specific purpose. It says in John's gospel that Jesus goes to prepare a place for you. And if he goes to prepare a place for you, there he will bring you so that you may be with him forever. Many mansions Jesus has prepared, a place where God will provide for all of your needs, your bodily, resurrected bodily needs, clothing, shoes, food, drink, forever, peace, comfort, and joy, forever. God opens his hand and gives you everything, and he'll never take it away. Never. Dear friends in Christ, God keeps on giving and giving and giving, and we keep on receiving. Always. Forever. No matter what challenges you have faced this year, no matter how difficult things have appeared to be, God still cares for you. His promise is still poured out upon you. And nothing will be able to take it from you, or dampen it, or lessen it. God's word is true, and his promises are sealed in the very blood of Jesus. And so, your eyes look to God, knowing that he gives us our clothing, shoes, food, drink, house, home, wife, children, land, and animals here on earth, and knowing he'll continue to give them forever in heaven. Our eyes look to God who gives us our bodies, our minds, our eyes, our ears, and promises that we get to have them forever. God provides even forgiveness of sins in Jesus forever. He opens his hands and satisfies the desires of every living thing. And for that you are free on this day and every day to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And his abundant mercy he pours out forever. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed, page 159 in your hymnal. Please stand.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
In addition to our prayers listed in the news and notes, we have several additional prayers. First off, we pray for Myrna Heckman, who was hospitalized overnight and returned home this morning. We also pray for Morris Lang and his family, at the passing of his wife, Carolyn, yesterday. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all the goodness and loving kindness that you have generously bestowed upon us. We praise you for our creation, for our preservation, and all the blessings of this life that you give us. But above all, we bless you for your boundless love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ upon the cross. We thank you for bringing us to faith through the means of grace and for giving us the hope of glory everlasting in your kingdom. We implore you to give us a right understanding of all your mercies, that our hearts may ever be deeply thankful, and that we may show forth your praise with both our lips and our lives. Direct our lives in ways of holiness and righteousness all our days, that we may enjoy the testimony of a good conscience and the hope of your favor, and that we may be sustained and comforted in every time of trouble, and finally be received into your everlasting kingdom. Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with all of those who mourn on this Thanksgiving Day, looking across the table and seeing the places that are empty, remembering loved ones who have passed away. We especially ask you to be with the Lang family as they mourn the loss of Carolyn yesterday. Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with all of those who are unable to travel and are alone this Thanksgiving Day. Grant them peace and comfort through your Son, Jesus Christ, and allow their family and friends still to care for them from a distance. Be with all of those who are dealing with illness or sickness, especially Myrna Heckman and all others whom we name in our hearts. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless the food that we will feast upon this day. We give thanks to you for providing it for us. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Lord God, Heavenly Father, bless us in these thy gifts, which we receive from your bountiful goodness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We sing together the offertory, page 159. Service of the Sacrament, page 160.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God,
through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
We sing together the New Committus, page 165. Please stand.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
Amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn.
Happy Thanksgiving!
It's always fun when Pastor Poppy's not here. You never know what to say with Pastor Moline. Just one announcement. On Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, some of the people will be decorating for the Advent and Christmas season. So any adults that want to come help do that decorating, 1 o'clock, meet back here in the church sanctuary on Saturday for that. Otherwise, a blessed Thanksgiving. Safe travels if you're traveling. We'll dismiss from the back to the front. It looks like a pretty nice day, maybe a little cool out there, so we encourage you to visit outside and to respect people's distance here in the church as well. Anything else, Vicar? No? Happy Thanksgiving. God's blessings.